Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. The Greek goddess Iris was represented by the rainbow, which makes her name perfect for the iris flower because it comes in a myriad of colors. Across the world, there are 280 species of iris, and in North America, we have 28 native iris species right here. Many of them occur naturally or will grow perfectly happily in South Carolina. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Forest Service has a great fact sheet, Our Native Irises, that explains why these plants are so vigorous. Their blade-like leaves are held upright, and both surfaces intercept sunlight for photosynthesis, making those carbohydrates to produce the showy large flowers that attract bumblebees and certain nectar-drinking birds, which serve as pollinators. The plants are easily propagated by dividing their rhizomatous roots every few years. They actually bloom better when periodically thinned. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.